News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pateek Ritsin Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's visit to Ladakh has been put off for the moment. Singh was to leave for Leh early on Friday morning to review operational preparedness, visit forward locations, and drop in at the Leh hospital to meet soldiers injured in the violent clashes with China in eastern Ladakh's Galwan Valley last month. No one is entirely clear why the trip was rescheduled. Sources indicate India wants to wait and watch if the Chinese honour the commitment made during the co-commander level talks over three rounds on June 6, June 22 and June 30. When the defence minister comes to meet soldiers deployed at the front, it is a huge morale booster. It is also a signal to the enemy that we are ready in case there is an escalation. We are not lowering our guard, a source said. After the third round of meetings in Chushul on June 30, the Indian Army released a cautious statement. Both sides have emphasized the need for an expeditious, phased and stepwise de-escalation as a priority. The discussions reflected the commitment of both sides to reduce tensions along the LAC. The process of disengagement is complex, and in such a context, speculative and unsubstantiated reports need to be avoided, it said. The Chinese were more optimistic about the outcomes of the meeting on June 30. Global Times, the official mouthpiece of the communist regime, said China and India have agreed to disengage frontline border troops in batches and take effective measures to ease the situation in border areas. Sources in South Bloc confirmed that the Chinese have agreed to step back a bit from Galwan Valley, Hot Springs and Pangong So. There is a consensus to create some distance between Indian and Chinese troops who are eyeball to eyeball at these flashpoints and create a buffer zone to avoid any further escalation. Then why is the army being careful with its words? Sources in South Bloc said, last time we had issued a rather optimistic statement based on what was agreed upon by Lieutenant General Harinder Singh and Major General Louis Lin. And then for the next 10 days, there was no movement from the Chinese side to honor their commitment. It later emerged that as the two commanders were talking, the Chinese had come into PP-14 in Galwan Valley, where the bloody clash took place, and built a wall and put up tents. Now they have put up signage in Mandarin that says, China at finger four in Pangong So. They say something at meetings but go back and do nothing. We have decided we will not use the word disengage till it actually happens on the ground. The disengagement process will be long, tedious and in phases. After every step taken back, there will be a verification, after which another step will be taken. The Indian Army has already started stocking up for the winter for the 40,000 extra soldiers deployed in eastern Ladakh in response to the massive Chinese build-up. Each day, more convoys with men and material are making their way up the mountains. And in what is a setback to India in the 2012 Enrique Alexi case, the arbitral tribunal under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, in its judgment, has said that two Italian marines cannot be tried in an Indian court. This has been decided based on the fact that Massimiliano Latorre and Salvatore Girone enjoy immunity as marines are state officials. But the tribunal has upheld the conduct of Indian authorities with respect to the incident under the provisions of UNCLOS, said MEA spokesperson Anurag Srivastava. India had maintained that the marines had flouted India's sovereignty by moving into exclusive economic zone and killing two Indian fishermen. Srivastava said, it held that the actions of the Italian military officers and consequently Italy breached India's freedom of navigation under UNCLOS Article 87(1)(a) and 90. Srivastava also said the tribunal had decided India is entitled to payment of compensation in connection with loss of life, physical harm, material damage to property and moral harm suffered by the captain and other crew members of Saint Anthony. The tribunal rejected Italy's claim to compensation for the detention of the marines. Significantly, in 2012, the Italian side had struck an agreement with the two fishermen's families for ₹1 crore each as what they described compensation. The court had expressed shock at some clauses of the agreement, saying it amounted to blood money. Appearing on behalf of the Italian side, Harish Salve has claimed it was not blood money but compensation to allow the two families to rebuild their lives. There has been a pause in the case in the Supreme Court as Italy took the matter to the arbitral tribunal under UNCLOS, questioning India's jurisdiction in the matter. Meanwhile, the tribunal took note of the commitment expressed by Italy to resume its criminal investigation into the events of February 15, 2012. The tribunal also held that the parties are invited to consult with each other with a view to reaching an agreement on the amount of compensation due to India. The tribunal also decided that it will retain jurisdiction should either party or both wish to apply for a ruling from the arbitral tribunal in respect of the quantification of compensation due to India. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested on Thursday on charges she helped lure at least three girls, one as young as 14, to be sexually abused by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of victimizing dozens of girls and women over many years. According to the indictment, Maxwell, who lived for years with Epstein and was his frequent companion on trips around the world, facilitated his crimes and on some occasions joined him in sexually abusing the girls. Epstein, 66, killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last summer while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Maxwell has for years been accused by many women of acting as a madam for Epstein, helping him scout young girls for abuse, then hiring them to give him massages during which the girls were pressured into sex acts. In one lawsuit, a woman alleged Maxwell was the highest-ranking employee of Epstein's alleged sex trafficking enterprise. Those accusations until now never resulted in criminal charges. The 58-year-old was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire, where she was living on a wooded estate she purchased for $1 million last December. The FBI had been keeping tabs on her after she disappeared from public view following Epstein's arrest a year ago. A black Facebook employee, joined by two others who were denied jobs at the social network, has filed a complaint against the company, saying it discriminates against black workers and applicants in hiring, evaluations, promotions, and pay. The charge was filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Oscar Venezzi Jr., who has worked as an operations program manager at Facebook since 2017 and claims he has not been fairly evaluated or promoted despite his excellent performance at the company. Two others joined Venezzi's complaint, saying they were unlawfully denied jobs at the company despite being qualified. Facebook said in a statement it takes discrimination allegations seriously and investigates every case. We believe it is essential to provide all employees with a respectful and safe working environment, said spokeswoman Pamela Austin. Black workers account for 3.8% of all U.S. Facebook employees and 1.5% of all U.S. technical workers at the company. Those numbers have barely budged over the past several years, a common pattern across large Silicon Valley firms. This isn't the first criticism a black employee has leveled at Facebook. Mark Lucky, who left the company in 2018, sent a memo to his co-workers on his last day, also posted on Facebook, that chronicled what he called Facebook's black people problem. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.